It's 7:02 at 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Good morning. It is the WSJM Sports Road Trip. We are brought to you by Zix Specialty Meats. Visit their shop in Berrien Springs or order online at zixmeats.com. By United Way of Southwest Michigan, inviting you to get in on the game. Team up with United Way to strengthen our community. Learn more at uwsm.org. By Waterville Public Schools, working together to keep us together. And Realtor Ryan Arndt, superior service and expert results for the best. You want to call your 2016 Realtor of the Year, Ryan Arndt, at 470-6666 or visit ryanarndt.com. The road trip this morning has us at Michigan Lutheran High School as we talk Titan Athletics between now and 8 o'clock. And Josh Nitz is the football coach, and here we are just getting ready to talk spring sports, but we're talking football. And you know what? For football coaches and football fans, there's never a bad time to talk football, is there?
No, football's year-round. You always got to talk about football.
That's right. I was going to ask you off the air and didn't get a chance to. I think when we wrap things up with you back in the fall for the football season, it might be a sore subject for you. How many seniors did you graduate from this past year's team?
Basically, I think it came down to 40-45% of my team was.
Okay.
So six seniors we graduated, and so we're going to be a young team this year.
You were telling me a little while ago, too, as far as the breakup for, eight-man football, and they might readjust the way how things are laid out and splitting it up because, last year was the first year they split eight-man into two divisions, so you had, two state champions?
Right, correct. Yep, they had two different tournament brackets that they broke it up into, so I think that's just a growing thing for them. I mean, everything's new in eight-man, so as they get going on it, it's going to change and things are going to be continually changing. So we'll just kind of see how it all evolves.
Last year, your first year as the head coach.
Yep.
And I think we probably asked you on the coaches as well. You probably saw a huge difference with your approach when you first took the job and your approach at the end of the season too. What did you learn most as far as being a first year head coach?
So the thing I learned most is you can offer options to the assistant coaches, but you're going to get multiple opinions. So at some point you got to go with something and you got to make your decision. So there's a learning curve when it comes to managing a group of people. So, that was my big thing is learning all of that and then learning, hey, I'm the ultimate decision and whatever happens, happens and it's on me. So that was my big learning curve.
With all the opinions coming in from the coaching staff, how often did you go with dad's version of the opinion?
Less than you would think.
Really?
Yeah. Him and I get along great, but there's times where it's like, oh, it's a little old school, Dad. Come on, we gotta new this up.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. We're talking to Josh Nitz. He's the football coach here at Michigan Lutheran, our road trip on WSJM Sports. I think we've talked to the football coaches here at Michigan Lutheran ever since they brought football back, too. And it's a case with a lot of smaller schools, too, is you have a lot of guys coming out for football that probably never played the sport before. And as a coach, I've never been a coach. I would imagine it's enjoyable in the aspect that you're actually having the opportunity to teach somebody a sport that they've never played before.
Yeah, it's cool to see. They come out with just some interest, and it's really cool to see them grow in it and learn the skills and actually become – they start to really love the sport and really like it. And it's really fun to see those kind of kids just really grow in the sport and learn something, and you knowing that you and your staff – developed this kid and made him what he was at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. And you just see him grow and grow. It's like, wow, yeah. This is really cool. And,
yeah.
You take him, you had some freshmen last year, and it's got to be really cool to get the opportunity to see them now as sophomores and the following year as juniors and seniors as well. Who are going to be some of the top players coming back from this past season's?
So we're going to have a good number coming back. I expect Rio to do a lot for us again. He was a sophomore this year, and I'm expecting a good amount from him. And then as in the freshman, I would say I'd like to see a lot from Jordan. I'd like to see some from Sam, the freshman quarterback we had. He did a lot. I'm hoping that he's ready to go again for it. And I just like the whole team in general, I'd like to just really see the growth. I mean, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, I couldn't believe what they did, what they accomplished from never playing, never stepping on a field and just going, this looks fun, to I know what I'm doing now and I'm ready to go at somebody.
Yeah. here at Michigan Lutheran, what's really cool is you have so many three-sport and sometimes even four-sport athletes. As, like, the football coach, it's cool to have multi-sport athletes, but, like, during basketball season, how much did you want to pull some of your football players aside and just say, you know, hey, oh, well, let's work on this and this, and you couldn't because they were focusing on basketball, right. And now they're focusing on baseball, and you've got to have this itch just to try to right. pull them aside, and you know, let's talk a little bit about this for football.
Yeah, you really always want to do something, but I love to see three-sport athletes. They grow their muscles in different ways, and playing three sports allows you to just build your body better than really playing one sport and focusing mm-hmm. on one sport. So I like to see them doing that, enjoying their high school career and having fun with what they do, and just, you know, you're here, enjoy it while you can, and I really like to see them just grow their different body muscles.
That's a perfect way to put it. I always say that, too, is in – I think Coach Eggert, when we have him on the show on Saturday mornings to kind of wrap up the school year, is you're only a high school student for 4 years.
Right.
And there's no retake. Mm-mm. Once you've graduated, your high school years are – so why not give it a try? Enjoy it while you can, because it goes by way too fast.
Yep, and you don't realize how fast it goes by until you're out of the school hallways.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, as a freshman and a sophomore, you talk about goes fast. It's dragging on. But then once they graduate, they go, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
It did go kind of fast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm saying that today every time. I mean, it just happens. I mean, in school, you're like, I don't want to do this school thing. But then uh-huh. you get to college, you're like, I'm still doing the school thing, but I can't play sports.
Uh-huh.
So it's harder for you. But.
Yeah. Yeah, do it now, because there aren't many high school student athletes after they graduate that get the opportunity to go on to play college
right.
athletics.
Right. And ML is a perfect opportunity to play three sports, you know, but they don't have a lot of students in the hallway, so you have that opportunity to play the different sports.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger schools, you don't necessarily have the opportunity to focus on all three sports.
Josh Nitz is the football coach here at Michigan Lutheran. Our road trip has us at Michigan Lutheran High School this morning here on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Do you have a few guys that are not playing baseball that, you know, if you do, do you have something in mind for them to work on during the spring?
Not many. A lot of them do play baseball. They have 19 in baseball this year. So.
Oh, wow.
He has a pretty big squad. Yeah. And so I don't have a lot, but we kind of lift 3 days a week for everyone. So Coach Amor and myself and Coach Nitz, we all run the lifting with another parent and coach, Coach Seminac. He and all of us run a Sunday and then in during the week. So we're doing that for him. And then on Sundays, I offer a kind of workout for everyone. So,
okay. Yeah,
this year we're looking to do a lot more passing.
Oh, okay.
I want to pass a lot and throw the ball all over the field. So I'm looking for a lot of wide receivers. I'm looking to, you know, develop that part of the game and really expand on that. So this year I'm looking to change it up a little bit and, you know, really have some fun in the air.
Yeah, that starts going through the hallways, and you're going to have a lot of guys, hey, I want to play football. Because it seems, for whatever reason, the more wide open offense, and you're throwing it all over the place, and, you know, the wide receivers get a chance to catch and sprint downfield.
Yeah.
That seems to be so attractive.
Right. Right, yeah, and I love passing games. I mean, I was a wide receiver, so you know, I grew up in that. And so I'm hoping that we have a lot that's like, hey, yeah, I want to come be a wide receiver because that's the fun. I mean, I told the quarterbacks, I said, we're not going to have the ball in your hands longer than 3 seconds. Like, the ball's going to be out. It's going to be in your hands and out, and we're just going to have some fun getting the ball around the field, opening it up, and enjoying our time.
So I'm going to guess Dad would like to see you run the ball more because that's more old school.
Well, yeah, maybe. But he's okay with it. He likes the passing game, and he likes pass blocking. So he'll be able to work with the linemen and do a lot with the pass blocking. So I think that'll be good for him. And we're going to have a pretty young line, I think, this year. We got some freshmen coming in, and I think that's mostly where we're going to build our line out of this, the freshman class, and hopefully – and then we have that one sophomore still that'll become a junior. So, you know, we'll have a pretty young line. We'll have no seniors.
Wow.
So – yeah, we won't have a lot of experience on the team, but we're hoping this year we can grow in the passing game and just develop it over 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking off the air, too, with you playing eight-man. The closest school that plays eight-man is probably Lawrence.
Yeah.
And that's not too far of a drive, and they're going to be joining the conference for all those other sports as well. But other than that, there's still some road trips, either you going on road games or teams coming to you.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of road trips. It's just, you know, it's the nature of eight-man right now, and we'll see how it works. But hopefully teams like coming to us with the new field, you know. I think a lot of teams were impressed by it last year. The turf field was really cool over there at Lakeshore. and it's been fun to play on. I really hope that teams are enjoying it and want to come to us, because that saves us a little bit of a road trip.
That's right. Stack your home schedule because people want to come play on the turf.
Right. Yeah, I mean, last year we got pretty lucky on the schedule that it worked out with that many home games. But so hopefully we can have some more fun ones there.
So with the schedule, do you, have you even looked to see who you start with, or are you still kind of in the preseason or postseason mode?
So I've looked at it. I haven't really gotten into the details of it. I've glanced over it. You know, it's still a little early on it. I think we know who we're going to play mostly, but you know, I'm just focused on getting the kids out there and getting them in the passing game right now. So that's kind of my focus. Like, get our strategy down, and we'll worry about who we play week one.
So after the season was done, how much time did you give yourself to not think football? Or was there even much time?
There wasn't much time. I started doing data analytics off the time on my huddle. So I was on huddle doing breaking down film and taking out more stats and adding more stats. What we couldn't do during the season, it gets difficult with what we have during the season. So I really took time and added some more data to what I already had.
Wow. So yeah, you are new school.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I love that kind of stuff. Love making statistical. Yeah. One week I made a bunch of stuff for one team. I took all their plays. They had five or six formations, so I broke every formation down, how many times they did it, and so I tried to like get their statistical use of their plays. So I love doing that kind of stuff, and so I'm going to try to automate my playbook this year on a app and stuff. I'm trying to have fun with the electronics. Maybe the kids will enjoy that a little bit more since they're on their phones all the time.
Hey, you got to change with the times, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Pretty much innovate or die. Hey.
That's right. All right. Hey, thanks for coming in early. We appreciate it. We're looking forward to next football season.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, our pleasure. We'll take a break. More coming up from Michigan Lutheran High School, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. In the news, the second day in a row, no classes at Dowagiac Union Schools. This due to threats that were posted on bathroom walls in the middle school and high school on Tuesday. Today was supposed to have been a half day, no school, and there's no school tomorrow in Dowagiac, but that was already scheduled as part of next week's spring break. School districts across the area and the country but hit with a rash of threats in the month and a half since the Parkland school shootings in Florida. Police want those culprits to know they could face some really serious consequences. Berrien County Sheriff Paul Bailey telling our newsroom that each threat, even if it's just scrawled on a bathroom wall, gets taken seriously.
It's sad that kids are doing this. We're going to investigate them to the fullest to find out who's doing it, to put a stop to it. We're also going to hold the kids accountable.
And it means it's off to the juvenile center for some and off to jail for those that are over 17. Bailey says the county prosecutor takes all reports of threats very seriously, pursuing two cases so far. Since the Parkland incident, there have been threats at Berrien County schools in St. Joseph, Eau Claire, Bridgman, Watervliet, and Benton Township, Berrien Springs, and Andrews University. Some big staff and building changes approved by the Benton Harbor Area Schools Board of Education last night. They voted to notify five administrators, including the high school principal. Their contracts will not be renewed. Here's Acting Superintendent Patricia Robinson.
The positions are not being eliminated. We will definitely have to hire post positions. We'll go through our HR department and go through the regular processes and procedures in order to fill those positions.
One of the five is being eliminated. That's of assistant principal at the Arts and Communications Academy. Board also settling on the building plan for next year. They'll be closing down the Dream Academy.
Dream Alternative Schools of Choice will be closed, and those students will go into the high school as Benton Harbor Tigers.
Kindergarten will move to the Discovery Enrichment Center. Third grade classes will be moved to Hull. The central administration offices are going to the third floor of the high school. The admin building on Pipestone will be moved to the list of buildings that will be sold. Robinson said these changes are due to financial constraints. Chicago is joining the consortium to try to prevent Asian carp from getting into the Great Lakes. Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, Ontario already in the city, joining the Great Lakes Basin Partnership to block Asian carp, which was established earlier this year. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder among those who put that together. I'm Michael Arney, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Hi, Southwest Michigan. I'm Dan Peet from Kinexus.
And I'm Zach East from Midwest Family Broadcasting.
United Way is celebrating 75 years of service to Southwest Michigan. And thanks to the incredible organizations and individuals in our communities, we've had another record-setting year.
We're proud to announce that with your help, United Way raised $4,261,541 in 2017.
Congratulations to all of you for supporting your community. Thanks to your donations, Students, United Way, and our funded partners can provide a greater impact.
These organizations can grow stronger and meet more needs of those in Berrien and Cass County who simply want to improve their lives. That's pretty powerful.
But there's plenty of work to be done. United Way will keep fighting for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in Southwest Michigan.
And we can continue that fight in 2018 with your help. Thanks for joining the fight, and thanks for living united.
Here's to the next 75 years.
7:15 at 95.7 at 1400 WSJM Sports. The road trip at Michigan Lutheran High School. Real quick check on scores on the quarters. It's brought to you by Rogers Foodland. You can shop now at Rogers Foodland and get the weekly flyer at rogersfoodland.com or a town crier wire. In high school baseball yesterday, St. Joe and South Haven split a doubleheader. South Haven won the first game 3-0. St. Joe the nightcap 3-2. Niles beat Brandywine 8-0. Dowagiac swept Coloma 8-1 and 3-0 in the second game, which was suspended in the bottom of the fourth inning because of darkness. In softball, South Haven defeated St. Joe 2-1. Colon was a winner over Decatur in the first game of their doubleheader 8-2. Decatur won the nightcap 12-1. In soccer, South Haven falls to Fenville 5-1. In tennis, St. Joe defeated Lakeshore 5-3. South Haven a winner over New Buffalo. Portage Northern a winner over Niles. In track, Benton Harbor boys fell to Battle Creek Central. The Benton Harbor girls beat Battle Creek Central. Baseball today here on WSJM Sports. It's opening day as the Tigers take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's a 1:10 first pitch, 12:45 pregame here on WSJM Sports. Also, the Cubs are in Miami. The White Sox are at Kansas City. The NBA tonight has the Pistons home against Washington. The Bulls at Miami. The Pacers are in Sacramento. College basketball, the NIT championship coming up tonight on WSJM Sports is Penn State. Takes on Utah. Jim Balno is the softball coach here at Michigan Lutheran. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us. You know, it's always a pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, too. I know you had the longest trip to come in. So it's hopefully you had time between home and here to wake up a little bit.
I did, especially when the raccoon ran across in front of me on the road.
Ooh, so. There's a wake-up call.
Yeah, it is.
So it's good to see you. You were telling me off the air how many young ladies you have out for softball this year.
Yeah, we have 16 this year, one more than last year. It's great. I graduated 4 seniors, and we have 5 freshmen this year, and we also picked up a transfer, a person that moved to the area.
Okay.
So a junior, so we really strengthened a little bit. We lost a couple starters, and we gained probably 3, so it's a plus.
Very cool. And you were, you know, you said the incoming freshman. And, you know, as we were talking with Josh for football a little while ago, you know, here, you know, in any school, coaches sometimes have the opportunity to coach young ladies or young men that are taking up a sport for the very first time. And you're no stranger to that. You've had quite a few young ladies that decide, you know what, I want to try softball.
Yeah, you know, 2 years ago it was really a challenge because we probably had about 10 players, and 7 of those 10 had maybe played 1 or 2 years of rec ball or nothing in their life. And so that was really a challenge. And yet, when we started this season, I made a comment about that season was a one-win season. One of the girls raised her hand. She said, yeah, but that was the funnest season I had.
Wow.
So, you know, this year we have 2 experienced freshmen coming in, 1 with some other good experience, and then 2 rookies. So across the board, we're bringing in a little bit of experience.
And with this past week, you said you were able to actually get outside and scrimmage a little bit.
Yes, we scrimmaged LMC and we scrimmaged in Buffalo. 2 great scrimmages. You know, I love playing against Joe and Jason. They're great coaches. We had a lot of fun. We saw some things we need to build on and stuff. So we also saw a lot of positives.
Very nice. And when you get out and get a chance to scrimmage, it's probably one of the few times you've actually been able to get outside, isn't it?
That is so true. This year has been a lot colder than expected. You know, what was funny is you were talking earlier about football and are they doing anything in the off season with some of the young guys. And same thing with softball here. A lot of our girls are involved in multi-sports, but through the fall, I have a few girls that don't play volleyball. And so we get out with a couple in the afternoons, or I also do Sunday open gyms after lifting. And so I usually get 2, 3, 4 girls there. Over the winter, we actually had a couple days we got out on the blacktop in February and threw the ball around.
Oh, wow. You take advantage of it, right?
You have to. You get a 55-degree day. We're even in the bus garage one day hitting in the net because, you know, with a small school and in one gym, we have to take advantage of space when we can get it.
Yeah. So with the young ladies you have coming back, you mentioned, what, you graduated 4 seniors from last year?
I did. I graduated 4 seniors. The great thing is I only have 1 senior this year.
Wow.
Fran Lissandro, she'll graduate after this year. But then I have 8 juniors. I have 2 sophomores and 5 freshmen. So 16, I also have a manager that's a freshman, and she'll probably play next year. So while we're doing, you know, throwing the ball around, little hitting, you know, we'll throw her in and give her a little experience as well.
Have you had a chance during the preseason then to kind of get an idea where some of the strengths might be for this year's team? I mean, strong in the circle or at the plate, in the field?
Well, you know, Beth Weiss has joined our staff. She has a lot of pitching experience herself, having been a great player over the years. She's going to help strengthen our pitching as well, because, you know, that's one of my weaknesses. I've done a lot of studying on pitching this last year to try and pick that up, but now bringing her in, that's going to help me a lot. And like in yesterday's scrimmage, you know, 2 or 3 pitches somebody's throwing, they make a few balls, and she picks up on them right away, you know, and how to make an instant correction. So we will improve this year in the circle. We still won't be the dominant team out there in the circle, but we'll do a lot better. And then, you know, the top of our lineup is really getting stronger. It's funny, we have a lot of small girls, but they can hit the ball and put it in play. So, and we have a strong infield. We have experience, and we have the ability to rotate girls into various positions.
Oh,
so
nice.
That's really helped. You know, 2 years ago when I had all in experience, I had to do everything I could to get them to learn one position.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, now you can just, you know, move them around wherever you want.
It's a blessing. It's great.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Jim Balno is the softball coach here at Michigan Lutheran. The road trip has us at Michigan Lutheran High School to talk Titan Athletics on WSJM Sports. Who might be some of the top young ladies returning from last year? There might be a lengthy list, and if it is, that's a good problem to have. But who might be some of the top returners from last year?
Well, it actually is a good problem, because you have probably 10 to 11 girls that could be starters.
Hmm.
And so, you know, maybe I'll use a flex rule a lot this year, so that way I can get 10 in the game every week. But, you know, Abby Cook, Taylor Bartley, a couple of juniors, Clarissa Reckline, they're all returning. Holly Schlute, she made an awesome play last night out. She started from center field and ran all the way to left center at the fence and caught one at the last second on the fly. So it was a big hit. We have Olivia McLaughlin. She's probably the smallest girl on the team, and she can crush the ball as well. And she can play anywhere I put her. You know, she's really good. Emily Kurlikowski and Lexi Tobias are a couple of freshmen on the team. And then, of course, I also mentioned our senior Fran Lissandro. So it's a big list, you know. And then I have some other people that have really worked hard. They've been here all offseason. Talia Welke, she's doing a good job, you know, improving every year.
How many young ladies do you anticipate you being able to put in the circle and pitch for you this year?
Well, we have 2 major pitchers, and then we have 1 new girl that has played a lot of rec ball, maybe pitched part of a year a little bit. You know, she has a lot to learn, and these scrimmages would be the ideal time to get her in, you know, give her a little experience. She just wasn't ready yesterday, but we're working with her, bringing her along slowly. She's a freshman, so the big thing is you train her right to begin with, and she'll be with us for years to come.
We're talking Michigan Lutheran softball with Coach Jim Balno here on WSJM Sports. Who do you have helping coach this year with you?
So, again, I have Dave Cook, who has been with me the last couple of years, Nicole Balno, my daughter, and then, as I mentioned, Beth Weiss, she joined the pitching staff as well this year. So, you know, 4 of us, when we're all 4 here on the same day, because, you know, we all have jobs and everything else, this isn't our full career. When we're all here, we can really, you know, really do a lot of good things with the girls by dividing them up and put them in specific situations and stuff. So it's great to have that addition to the staff.
I had asked you before we got going off the air how your daughter Nicole was doing, and it's amazing. She's getting ready to graduate.
She will be graduating in December. Yep,
wow.
She's excited.
Yeah, that went by fast. Way too fast.
Yeah, you know, I asked her senior year in high school here. You guys were talking about that earlier on with the football segment. And I said, you know, as a senior, how did your years go? And she said, oh, they flew by. You know, just like Josh mentioned.
Yeah. Now, as a dad, that's got to be so cool to have her helping you coach now.
It is. It's a lot of fun. You know, it was a blessing. Lori had retired her going into her senior year, and the opportunity came along, and, you know, I'm grateful for that. And it was great. I had a lot to learn as a coach, because I used to coach travel ball for many years when Nicole played, and that's a whole different than high school because in travel, you have all these girls that have all the knowledge. They go see hitting coaches, they go see pitching coaches, and they come to your team and you work on strategy. Mm-hmm. While here, you have to develop each individual girl, and you have across-the-board talent, so it is a bigger challenge, and that's where a bigger staff makes a big difference.
Yeah, when we mentioned with Josh and any coaches, it sounds like at the high school, with the high school program as opposed to travel, there's a lot more teaching.
There is a lot more teaching, yeah, a lot more correction. And the other thing is, when you play travel, you play year-round, so you mature at a faster pace. Mm-hmm. In high school, when they're playing multi-sports, it's good because of that, you know, developing all the muscles, staying in shape. But then again, the season is so short.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at, you know, from mid-March through basically June 1st, beginning of June, you throw in spring break for our seniors, you throw in the senior class trip, you throw in a few holidays and other things, and all of a sudden you're down to like 10 to 11 weeks. Uh-huh. You throw in a couple weeks of games, and you have less than 2 months of training.
Wow. And then you asked John Eggert how easy it is to condense everything into a very short period of time as far as the schedule goes. Then you have to deal with rainouts and all that. That's probably an entire program in itself.
It gets to be a challenge. You know, we like to scrimmage when we can. We're allowed 4 in the year.
Okay.
And it can be tough to get that aligned because you try and do it early in the season and you're just playing with the weather.
So the past few years, at least, River Valley has been one of the top teams, if not the top team in the conference. Do you anticipate that again?
I expect them to be tough again. They have a good program. You know, for a few years they didn't have soccer, and so everybody plays softball. And then they've had a JV team, which, you know, that getting experience on the field at the JV level and playing all the time, that's great experience for their young ladies. They also have a number of travel ball players, I believe, that they have in the past. Mm-hmm. A number of their girls went to play in college over the years. And a successful system typically will breed on itself, and you'll have girls that want to join that success, and it helps a lot. You know, Bridgman's going to join within our district, you know, so our district games, they won't be able to just go in and say, hey, this is going to be a cakewalk or anything. Last year, I was really proud of our girls. We had a very successful game. We lost to River Valley in our district game against them. But for the last 4 innings, we held them scoreless, and twice they had loaded the bases with only one out. And we got them out, and you know, so that was a success in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And our girls, you know, we need to build on that.
Yeah, definitely. All right, first game we're going to get here real quick, right after spring break?
It is. Actually, we have 3 days that week. I've had before where it's like the Monday after, and that's a challenge to bring them back and focus.
Yeah.
But we have our first game on Thursday. Cass is coming to town, so that'll be a good challenge. We haven't played them in the last 2 years. We rained out, weren't able to make it up. One was a late in the season game last year. And so we'll see what happens this year. I'm not really sure how they are, so we just got to have the girls prepared to play.
All right. Sounds good. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much again. We really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. Good luck this season.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. More coming up from Michigan Lutheran High School, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
I'm Kevin Schooley, superintendent of Waterville Public Schools. Our primary focus is student achievement with attention to attendance and attitude. With our quality teaching staff, children are given the opportunity to learn as much as they can in the time that they're with us. We believe that all students can achieve at high levels, and our entire staff works for the good of the kids. Attendance is important for school and beyond, and a can-do attitude is an attitude of success. Panther pride. Achievement, attendance, and attitude. Go Panthers!
It's a glorious day in Michiana. Louis Dominion and the crew here for you at Dominion Chevrolet. Hey, Chevy's the most awarded car company, and Dominion loves to sell our Chevys for less. That's why we'll beat any deal on any Chevy on our lot. Have over 100 in stock. And we will beat any price anywhere. Employee pricing, any type of other schemes or anything else like that. We're going to beat anybody's deal anytime, anywhere. Plus, if you have an import car, we want your business. We want to show you that Chevy is better than what is out there on the import marketplace. And we're going to put our money where our mouth is. You got an import in your family? We're going to give you $2,500 more on a new Chevrolet to earn your business. And you don't even have to trade it in. And if you do have to trade it in, it's like getting $2,500 more for your car than anywhere else. Dominion Chevrolet, we are here for you.
Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
Spring is in the air, so why not in the house? The Home Depot lets you invite spring indoors with low-maintenance Majesty palms and 10-inch containers, now just $12.88 each. Breathe a little life into your hallway. Freshen up your bedroom or bath. Palms are easy to grow, easy to maintain, and right now, even easier to buy. Bring outdoors indoors with 10-inch Majesty palms, now just $12.88, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection varies by store.
A 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. It is the WSJM Sports road trip this morning here at Michigan Lutheran High School. A real quick check on scores in the quarters. Really nothing going on as far as the NBA or NHL last night as far as local teams. Major League Baseball's opening season is today. You've got the Tigers opening up against Pittsburgh. It's a 12:45 pregame here on WSJM Sports. Also, the Cubs are at Miami. The White Sox are at Kansas City. The NBA tonight's got the Pistons home against Washington. The Bulls are at Miami. The Pacers on the road at Sacramento. The NIT Championship, the men's championship, is coming up tonight, Penn State and Utah, right here on WSJM Sports. One of our sponsors of the road trip is the United Way of Southwest Michigan. The United Way has been living united for over 75 years now here in Southwest Michigan. They are a great partner when it comes to looking for needs in Southwest Michigan and addressing those needs. They really help out as far as the financial stability of every person in Southwest Michigan, the education, the health, and just the basic needs that people need in Southwest Michigan. If there is the need, the United Way of Southwest Michigan is here to help. Some of the programs that they assist financially and even through volunteers as well include the drop-in center, the homeless shelter, holiday assistance services, the support services for cancer patients, Girls on the Run, Jobs for Life, Project Learn, the Autism Learning Center. That's just a short list of the programs supported by the United Way in Southwest Michigan. There are so many ways that you can help out, whether it be financially, through donations to United Way of Southwest Michigan, or volunteering your time as well. If you want to learn more, go to uwsm.org. It's uwsm.org. Cale Pauley is the baseball coach here at Michigan Lutheran. First of all, thanks for coming in. Always good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Phil.
How anxious have you been for this season to get underway for Michigan Lutheran baseball?
It's definitely an exciting season, and I knew it would be an exciting season from a number standpoint, and so as soon as the season ended last year, it was, all right, I can't wait for next year to start again.
It was a busy offseason for you, and I say busy because I saw you at so many basketball games. You and your dad there just watching some basketball. You probably in the back of your mind, though, you're watching basketball, but you're thinking baseball.
Oh, definitely. it's one of those things, especially at a school like Michigan Lutheran, where we have guys that are playing basketball, where it's most of my guys are out there playing basketball, so it's fun to see them playing different sports throughout the year, too.
This year's ball club, is it going to be kind of senior heavy or kind of a young team?
Yes. our numbers are interesting this year. We have 19 guys that came out for baseball. We have 7 that are seniors. Wow. And then 8 that are freshmen.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, yes is the answer to that question.
Yeah, yeah, so it's cool to see kind of the guys mix in together with a couple of juniors in there and a couple of sophomores as well.
I know you lost some really nice talent from graduation from last year, but off the top of your head, who might be some of the top returners from last year?
Yeah, we lost 3 starters from last year's team. So this year we bring back 4 or 5 starters. Zeb Poppenfuss is one of our he's a 3- or 4-year starter for us at catcher, all district, all conference player. Kevin Skarupa and Kaysen Kearns are going to be leading us on the mound, and they were 2 of our leaders on the mound last year, too.
Okay. You mentioned Zeb Poppenfuss. There's a student athlete that really impresses me, too, because he's not a very outspoken young man, but man, when he gets out on the athletic field, whether it be football, basketball, or baseball, he lets you know he's a competitor.
Yeah, and he's one of those kids, he leads by example. He works hard in practice. He's carrying gear, whether he's a freshman or a senior. And, you know, it's good to see leadership out of him, especially at the catcher position, which is a position that I played. So I expect a lot out of him in return of that.
Now, with him being a senior and you caught, do you let him call the pitches, or does that still come from you or from the dugout to him and then to the mound?
In some games, I have to guide him, but I like to let him learn, especially having done it for 3 years himself. But there are certain times where, as a staff, there's something we might see in a batter swing or something that we need to just help him with.
Okay. Cale Pauly is the baseball coach here at Michigan Lutheran. We're talking Titan baseball here on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports with our road trip. As far as the youngsters, you mentioned freshmen. And again, we were talking about this with Josh and Jim as well, is when you have freshmen coming in, some of them might be playing baseball for the very first time. And it's kind of a neat thing for a coach to kind of have that.
Yeah, and you learn about them, how they're learning, especially someone that's never picked up a bat before, never picked up a glove before, and you're stepping back to when you were a kid thinking about how it's easier to, you know, teach the game to someone that may not have experience.
Now, this is going to be your third year coaching baseball at Michigan Lutheran?
Second year as the head coach.
Oh, second year as a head coach. Yep. Okay. Yeah. So I'm giving you one too many years as far as the head man goes. What's it been like for you having played here at Michigan Lutheran, walking the halls as a student? Now you have the chance to coach baseball. What's that been like for you being able to coach at your alma mater?
It's a great experience. It was something from a fairly young age, I guess, where I always knew I wanted to coach. And I think that's a catcher thing. If you look in the major leagues, a lot of managers were former catchers. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if that was something that had to do with it. But, you know, I love baseball. And like you said, it's fun to be able to share it with kids that have played it all their lives, all the way down to the kids that are picking up a bat for the first time as a freshman.
So you mentioned a couple of the guys that are going to be on the mound for you. In a perfect world, I guess, this year, how many guys can you realistically call on to pitch for you?
We're actually really lucky this year that a few of the freshmen that we brought in can throw. So maybe as the years pass, we were a little short on the pitching depth. I think we'll probably get up to 6 or 7 guys on the mound at some point this year.
Wow. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, especially with the pitch count rules, and you get into rainout situations where you have back-to-back games or back-to-back doubleheaders, and people they literally cannot pitch in a game. You need to have your depth.
And I always I keep forgetting to explain to me as far as the pitch count rule. And again, it's a state rule. I don't know if it's a national rule now, but at least a state rule. How many pitches can an individual pitch in a particular week?
Yeah, it is a national rule, but every state can come up with their own guidelines. So in Michigan, up to 24 pitches, you can do that every day without a day of rest. But once you hit 25 pitches, it's up to 50 is one day of rest, and then every 25 pitches is another day of rest.
Oh, okay.
So, and your max is 105 for any given day.
Okay. So you've got to keep track. I mean, you or somebody on your staff, I mean, that's a big thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's times last year, because last year was the first year that the rule was implemented, where every inning, maybe every batter, how many pitches is that? How many pitches is that?
Yeah.
How many pitches is that? Just because there's strategy involved where, you know, you need to save a guy for a second game or, you know, a conference game you may have coming up that you don't want him to be ineligible for.
Cale Pauly is the baseball coach here at Michigan Lutheran. We're talking Titan baseball, the road trip here at Michigan Lutheran High School on WSJM Sports. What do you think the strength might be for this team? Do you anticipate that based on what you had coming back from last year and what you've seen in the preseason? Are you going to be strong at the plate, on the mound, in the field?
I think the mound is really going to be someplace that we are strong at. Anybody who did get a pitching win last year is back for us year. And I think we maybe only lost 10 innings off of the whole staff from last year. So I like our chances anytime that our guys are lined up.
Yeah. Now, who do you have coaching with you this year?
I have 3 assistant coaches this year. Brad Briney, who I graduated with. And then Adam Stump, who's back for his second year. And Colin Ritter, who's back again from a while back.
Okay. So a pretty experienced staff then.
Yeah, and with as many guys as we have, it's nice to be able to make sure that they're all doing work, you know, that the guys are on the tee when they should be and taking things seriously. So, you know, four coaches, 19 players, there's still four or five players for every coach.
Yeah, really? You still have your hands full.
Yeah.
This conference has been a pretty good conference as far as it comes to baseball, whether it be in the division or the conference as a whole. And this year is probably going to be no exception, is it?
Yeah, every team is returning either an all-conference or all-district player or multiple of them. You know, from the top to the bottom, I think anybody can beat anybody on a given day, depending on pitching. Mm-hmm. You know, LMC's won the conference for quite a few years here, but we were able to split with them last year, and so that just kind of and we didn't even finish second in the conference. So it's one of those things where any given day someone's pitcher can beat anybody, I think.
Have you been able to get outside much as far as practicing goes?
Every day I come in, it's all right. Guys are like, are we inside or outside? We'll be inside today. Yeah, it's tough, but you know, we're able to do good things in the gym, especially early in the season, just to get some fundamentals down. We don't need to be outside to play scrimmages and games where we still need to work on our, you know, fundamentals of hitting and pitching and stuff like that.
Have you been able to get any scrimmages together or
no? No scrimmages, and baseball is a little tougher to scrimmage in than maybe softball because of the pitching.
Ah, true.
And, you know, we were talking about, you know, seeing games already played where I'm thinking to myself, I don't want my pitchers outside throwing this early in 30-degree weather.
Yeah. I was telling you off the air, I'm amazed how many baseball and softball games that were scheduled last week and this week prior to spring break. I think this is the most I've ever seen.
Yeah. I was shocked a couple weeks ago to see games and box scores in the paper already. And I don't know that I'd want my pitcher's arms to be in that weather already.
And you never know in spring. It's the toughest season to schedule because, number one, you're outside, and number two, you can have an 80-degree day, you can have a 30-degree day, you can have sunshine, you can have pouring rain, you can have snow.
And that can happen during the course of one practice, too.
You could start a doubleheader where you're in the 70s and a cold front moves through and it could be snowing by the end of the day.
Yeah. I mean, we were some of the coaches, we were talking about it yesterday. We went outside for practice yesterday and it was decent weather, but it was cloudy, so it was a little chilly. When we were done with practice, the sun came out and it got really nice.
Nice. Hopefully that holds true for the season then. All right, good to see you. Thanks for coming in, and good luck this season.
Always great to see you, Phil.
All right, it's our pleasure. We'll take a break. More coming up. We'll wrap things up for Michigan Lutheran High School as we talk girls soccer next on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
As a first-time homebuyer, navigating the path to home ownership can be stressful and often overwhelming. Choosing the wrong realtor could mean losing the home of your dreams. Choose the right realtor. Ryan Art of Keller Williams Realty, with 18 years of experience to assist you in making the best decisions when it comes to the purchase or sale of your home. Ryan Art earned the honor of being named the 2016 Realtor of the Year for Southwest Michigan. Contact Ryan and see how he can help you find the home of your dreams today at ryanart.com.
It's time to say no more.
Is it possible for men to be victims of domestic abuse and violence? The answer is yes. 85% of domestic abuse and violence victims are female, which means the other 15% are male. This number includes intimate partner violence in gay and lesbian relationships, and men who were battered by a female partner. Statistics prove that women are far more likely to become victims of domestic violence and abuse. But when we talk about this, we're not talking about men versus women or women versus men. We're talking about violence versus peace. We're talking about control versus respect.
Go to nomore.org. This message provided by the National Network to End Domestic Violence.
Napa Know How. Keeping it simple is usually a good thing. And when it comes to rewards programs, keeping it simple is always a good thing. That's why we made the NAPA Rewards Program effortless. All you need is your phone number to start saving on the parts and tools you need. Then we automatically give you $5 off your next purchase for every $100 you spend. So start saving today with NAPA Rewards. Quality parts, helpful people. That's NAPA know-how.
NAPA know-how!
747 at 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. The WSJM Sports road trip has us at Michigan Lutheran High School this morning. Quick check on our scoreboard. Nothing really as far as the NBA or the NHL last night. So we look at today's schedule and Major League Baseball, the season openers. The Tigers opening up against Pittsburgh this afternoon. 1:10 first pitch, 12:45 the pregame here on WSJM Sports. Also, the Cubs are at Miami and the White Sox are at Kansas City. In the NBA, Washington's in Detroit tonight at 7 o'clock. The Bulls are on the road at Miami at 7:30. The Pacers on the road at Sacramento at 10 o'clock. The NIT Championship is tonight. Penn State takes on Utah, 7 o'clock here on WSJM Sports. Again, the road trip has us at Michigan Lutheran High School to talk Titan Athletics, and Ryan Lemke is the girls' soccer coach here at Michigan Lutheran. Thanks for coming in. Good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Another season's already here quickly.
Yeah, it seems like just yesterday. We're just finishing up last year.
Yeah. Third year or fourth year coaching?
Third year.
Third year coaching the young ladies. So you've had an opportunity to bring some of the young ladies probably in your first year as freshmen or sophomores, and now you've got a do you have a pretty veteran team this year?
We actually don't. We only have 6 upperclassmen.
Oh, okay.
So relatively young. I mean, last year we lost pretty much half of our team, so we bring back 6 starters, but we've got 9 new faces out there.
Hmm. 9 new faces, but you played soccer in high school and college and now mm-hmm. coaching it. So when you have new young ladies coming out for soccer, you've got to love it because, yes, I've got them for soccer.
Right, yeah, it was really exciting. A couple of the girls we had to convince a little bit just to try something. They weren't really going to do anything after basketball since that's such a long season, but convinced them to come out. And from what I've heard, it sounds like they're really enjoying it so far.
I have to imagine soccer would be one of those sports where if somebody hasn't played it before, and you convince them to play it for the first time, it doesn't take much for them to fall in love with the sport. I mean, that's just an observation from me looking at it. I got to imagine soccer is one of those sports.
Yeah, I think if you haven't played it much before, you don't really understand the rules, but then you realize it's not that difficult of a game to pick up. Mm-hmm. And you don't necessarily have to be the best shooter. You just got to have to be able to run around.
Yeah. If you're conditioned, you're all right.
Right.
You brought a couple of young ladies with you this morning. Who do you have?
We got 2 of my juniors. Belle Gallagher and Melanie Rock.
And I think it was Belle walking down the hall saying that she was nervous. She was so nervous. So because of that, you see, now when the radio host hears that, most of the question goes to the person who's very nervous. No, I'm just kidding. But good. Thanks for coming in, you guys. We appreciate it. Belle, for you, what position do you play on the soccer team? What does Coach have you play? You're going to look to Coach to see exactly. Maybe you haven't found that out yet. Maybe you're going to find out the first game.
Well, I play like a holding midfield, and pretty much that's it. Yeah.
How long have you been playing soccer?
Since like 6th grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you play multiple sports here at Michigan Lutheran?
I do. Yes, I play basketball and volleyball.
Now, of the three, is there one that you've been playing the longest that is kind of a natural sport for you?
Probably basketball. Yeah.
Okay. Is it hard to transition going from basketball season to soccer season, or not so much?
In the beginning it is, because you want to use your hands, and then you remember that you can't.
It's like, oh, that's right. We had to use the feet in soccer. Melanie, for you, what position are you looking to play?
I play the outside defense.
Okay. So. All right. And you've been playing soccer for how long?
I've been playing since I was really little. So all right. It's been a long time.
And now, do you play multiple sports here at Michigan Lutheran?
Yeah. I play golf and weightlifting.
All right. But of the three, then, I'm going to take a wild stab in the dark that soccer is probably your main sport.
Yeah.
What got you into the sport since you started so young? Is it something you just wanted to do? Was that a family member that had played before?
My sister had played before.
All right.
So.
All right. Ryan, with Belle and with Melanie, what are some of their strengths? What do you anticipate them bringing to the team this year?
I think defensively, they're very strong. Being able to win the ball and play physical in the back. Don't really have to worry too much about them getting beat by some of the opponents. They do a great job of shutting down kind of 1v1 defending for us.
As long as the two of you have been playing soccer, does it surprise you how physical soccer is, or not really?
Not really. Not really at all.
It doesn't surprise you how physical it is.
No.
Are you, Melanie, at all?
No.
When I watch soccer, and again, I never played it. To me, it's like, wow, it's a lot more physical than I thought. Now, as you played, now you've coached, over the years, have you seen it get more physical, or is it kind of the norm?
I think over the years it's gotten a little bit more. Players are kind of toeing the line as to what they can get away with a little bit. But everyone always, you think of soccer, you think, okay, that's a non-contact sport. But it's really a contact sport. Like, you're going to get pushed around a little bit, and the refs are going to let you play.
Yeah. When you said toeing the line, trying to see what they can get away with, Bell's got a smile and nod. And you, but you're not one of those who's toeing the line trying to get away. Or, no, not at all. Not at all. Who are some of the other top players you're anticipating this year?
We've got three seniors, Sarah Jackmeyer, Olivia Sievert, and Mackenzie Zabel, who are coming back. They'll be four-year starters for us. So that'll be very, very good, and their leadership out on the field. So those are our three captains.
Okay.
So they've done a great job helping those nine new players adjust to high school. And we've kind of lucked out. We've got about 3 weeks of practice before our first game.
Nice.
So we can really kind of work through some of the basic stuff, which for these older girls can get a little monotonous, but can see that it does good. And getting ready for that first game coming back from spring break in a couple weeks here.
Melanie and Bell, when you take a look at the roster, who would be the most intense person on the soccer team this year?
Definitely Sarah Jackmeyer.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, Melanie, would you agree, or is there somebody else?
No, I agree.
Okay. Who would be the, the word goofiest? Who would be the goofiest or the most fun-loving person on the team?
Probably me.
As soon as I saw the expression on your face, I go, I'm going to guess it's going to be you, Mel.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
With Bell on that one, too.
Toughest drill the coaches put you through. Oh, yeah. I can
he
tell
likes
right away.
To run a lot. He What's likes that? To run. He
yeah.
likes to make us run. And it would probably be a full field gopher that he likes to do.
A full field gopher?
Yeah.
Okay, now that needs to be explained to me, because okay. I have no idea what a full field gopher is.
That's where he does multiple ones of those.
Really?
If he feels like it.
What's that, Ryan?
We haven't done any series.
Yet, right?
No.
We did just get the field painted, so.
Melanie, for you, what would be the toughest one?
It'd be like this 10-yard thing where we sprinted there and jogged back for 10 minutes. That was
okay,
rough.
Now, when he puts you through these drills, does he lead by example, or does he? No. He's not out there doing these things with you?
Oh, no, I'm retired.
You're retired. Oh, my gosh. But it's all worth it, though. It makes you better soccer players.
Oh, yes.
Other activities, you mentioned, the other sports. Other activities that you're involved with, maybe outside of sports. Anything else you're involved with here at Michigan Lutheran?
No.
Any clubs or band or drama or anything like that?
I am not in any other things outside of Michigan Lutheran sports.
Okay.
So.
But now, during the off season, is there one sport that you focus on most getting ready for, like during the summertime, or do you split your time pretty evenly?
Well, they do like camps, but usually I go for basketball the most because Mr. Briney likes to prepare us in the off season.
Okay. All right. Melanie, for you, any outside of sport activities that you have going on?
Yeah, I'm in the academic challenge, and I help with the drama.
Okay,
so.
Great. Very nice. Well, every year, no matter what sport it is here at Michigan Lutheran, very well-rounded student-athletes, whether they're multi-sport and in some kind of clubs or other activities. Every student-athlete I talk to or a coach that talks about a student-athlete, they're very well-rounded.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think pretty much every girl on our team does something else besides soccer, which is good, especially if it's a sports aspect. I don't know the exact number, but say over half of our girls were coming off the basketball season.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, as they progress, I always get a little worried. I mean, I'm excited that the basketball team is going so far in the playoffs, but like last season, I didn't get the soccer girls over until about 2 weeks into the year, and they had about 3 days before our first game. So. But it's good. I think it's good to get involved in as much as you can in high school. You got to take advantage of those 4 years while you have them.
Who might be some of the top teams along with Michigan Lutheran in the conference this year?
This year our conference actually expanded, so we in included both sides of the BCS from last year. So we've got Parchment, Brandywine, Buchanan. We've played Parchment each of the last 2 years and split with them. So I think they're going to be a tough team to face. And then Bridgman's always solid.
Mm-hmm. And no, nothing until after spring break, right? You don't have anything this week.
Right. Yeah, nothing this week. We were supposed to have a game last week, but with field conditions and things, with all the nice renovations we have going on, we had to postpone that one. So
yeah,
gives me another week to prepare.
And I should probably give you a second maybe to mention that. You've got some really nice renovations going on with the outside athletic facilities here at Michigan Lutheran.
Yeah, we've been really blessed with a generous donation from the Cohn family to get irrigation for our fields. And it's only been in the softball field for about 2-3 weeks, but you can already tell the difference of how green that field is.
Really?
So now we just need volunteers to mow.
All right. There's a pitch right there. Volunteers, we need volunteers to mow the fields here at Michigan Lutheran. All right, we'll let you guys go. So any chance of the extra credit or getting an A in class for the young ladies who got up early to come in?
We can maybe give them a little bit.
A little bit? All right. I'm taking care of you. All right, good to see you guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming in. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up for Michigan Lutheran, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
So, hey, you didn't get a deer there, eh?
Nope, sure didn't.
Oh, not even a small one?
Nope.
You saw my new mount arrived, right?
Sure did.
So, when are you going to Zick's?
So, you didn't get a deer this year. That's okay. Zick's Specialty Meats in Berrien Springs has all of the venison products you can dream of, in stock and ready to take home. Venison sausages, jerkies, sticks, and more. Plus, hundreds of other wild game products. Visit zicksmeats.com or visit the showroom.
Spring is in the air, so why not in the house? The Home Depot lets you invite spring indoors with low-maintenance Majesty palms and 10-inch containers, now just $12.88 each. Breathe a little life into your hallway. Freshen up your bedroom or bath. Palms are easy to grow, easy to maintain, and right now, even easier to buy. Bring outdoors indoors with 10-inch Majesty palms, now just $12.88, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection varies by store.
We're heading to Chicago to watch the Tigers take on the White Sox at Guaranteed Rate Field on Sunday, April 8th. Time is running out and tickets are limited, so you need to get your seats now. They're only $85 and it includes ticket into the game, transportation on a comfy Cardinal bus, and a Rogers Foodland snack pack. So don't miss out on a day at a ball game with family and friends Sunday, April 8th. Tickets available at RadioSuperSaver.com or stop by the studios off Napier Avenue in Benton Harbor.
That will do it for the road trip this morning. Thanks so much to John Eggert, the athletic director here at Michigan Lutheran, and everybody for joining us. Thanks for all the help, as always, from Louis Grzecki here on site with us, and also Scott Bradfield back in our studios. Thanks so much for joining us. To do it again next Thursday at Lake Michigan College with the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
This is 95.7 and 1400 WSJM St. Joseph and W239 CJ Benton Harbor, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.